It's the next gear on podtech.net. I'm Matt Kelly. I'm here at the Lansing Delta Township plant. It's the GM plant, the new plant, in fact, that is building the GM Acadia, the Buick Enclave, and the Saturn Outlook. And I'm joined today by Randy Thayer. He is plant manager. Randy, welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
Congratulations on a plant that is just absolutely fascinating. I just took the tour, and I think for a lot of people, they really have a disconnect about what goes into actually making a vehicle and what they see on their showroom floor of their local dealer.
Yeah, it's a very complicated supply chain problem is what it is. And then it ends at the assembly plant with having highly trained, high quality team members that know how to assemble a lot of automobiles and do all the full testing and do the finish work on them. So yeah, we're pretty proud of this place. It's been a couple-year project that I've been associated with, and the launch has actually gone very, very well, and all three products are doing very well.
Is this GM's newest plant?
Yeah, this is GM's very newest assembly plant.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about the plant. It came online in 2004, I believe?
No, actually, we just started up this past November, November 14th.
Well, when I meant came online.
We broke ground in 04 started regular production last November. This was a greenfield plant, but it was a brownfield workforce. We came out of the old, most of us came out of the old Lansing car assembly operations that built Grand Ams and Skylarks and Malibus for a lot of years and Aleros. So it was a highly skilled workforce that came out here. We ended up having to supplement with some new employees, but for the most part, it was a highly trained workforce that all we had to do was upgrade the skill levels to some of the latest technology that we have here at Delta Township.
And you had actually indicated earlier that that's one of the reasons that the plant was situated here was its skilled workforce, as well as the fact that the local community had instituted a plan to keep General Motors in town and to build this plant here.
It was a reinvestment of the people in this town who had done a great job for a number of years building high quality vehicles. And doing it in a very efficient way. The numbers of Powers Awards and Harbor Awards out of the old plant were innumerable. Lots and lots of them over the years.
Mm-hmm. And it's, in a sense, conditioning the Oldsmobile tradition that was built on site here that ended April 28th of 04 to then actually build the new plant here that's building the Acadia Outlook and the Enclave.
Right. Actually, we started building non-Oldsmobiles the first time in town in 1984 when we switched to the what was then called the GM20 program. Again, that was the Grand Am, the Skylark, and the Alero products. So that was the first time Lansing ever built a non-Oldsmobile product. It was 84. So we'd been building other GM vehicles for a while, but this transition into a whole new crossover set of vehicles was pretty substantial, building a brand new plant and again retraining the whole workforce.
To build a brand new automobile as well. I mean, these
are the first vehicles off this platform. And so it was an all-new architecture for the vehicle and an all-new transmission. Mm-hmm. It's our new 6-speed automatic transmission. And brand new plant. And the only thing we had going for us, I like to say, is we had the skilled workforce.
And the first vehicle rolled off the production line when?
Actually, the very first lead vehicle that was a non-saleable vehicle was built May 24th of last year. Mm-hmm. 06.
And then the first production of the Buick Enclave began?
We started regular production of the Buick Enclave April 10th of this year.
Great. Congratulations on that. And this is an assembly plant.
Right. We do have a stamping plant here, though, too. We have four press lines where we stamp all of our major metal. That metal then ends up in the body shop where we weld together the body, what we call a body in white. The body is then transported into the paint shop where we paint all the vehicles. It's a three-stage process, Elpo and phosphate together. It's a dip process. Then we do prime, then top coat. And then the vehicles come into general assembly where most of the manual operations are, where we finish the assembly of the vehicle.
Talk to me about the investment in this plant. You'd had some numbers, something about $1.8 billion in investment, and that accounts for X amount of square footage, et cetera, et cetera.
The stamping plant was about $330 million. The rest of the manufacturing operation was about $1 billion even. Mm. And then the product program was around $500 million. So that's how you get to the 1.8. 3.4 million square feet, 700,000 of it stamping, 2.7 million of it's assembly.
And I love the fact that you've left part of the
site, part of the nature site area.
Left alone for a nature area. In fact, you've won a LEED Gold Award for the plant as well as the wild.
We won a LEED Gold Award for the plant, but in addition, we won many, many other awards for the nature area. Mm-hmm. Early on, we decided we were going to set aside, it's about 80 acres over there, mm-hmm. set aside an area that we could protect the environment in. Actually, it's improved. But before we ever came on site, we had volunteer teams that inventoried all the reptiles, all the mammals, all the insects, and did the whole inventory thing. And now when we go back and reassess the whole thing, there's actually more wildlife there than there was before. So we've actually improved it.
And you've in fact won a wildlife award.
Yeah, and it's called the Wildlife Habitat Award. We've also won, it's called the Neighborhood Environmental Partnership Award from the Michigan DEQ. That's given to companies who partner with the community, and we've had many school districts and other clubs around the area that helped us develop the area. Mm-hmm. Pheasants Forever is one of the more active clubs that helped us plant trees and did all kinds of things. So there have been other non-GM entities that have helped us develop the area.
Talk about the LEED Award, the LEED Gold Award that you won and what it was for. This plant is actually very environmentally constructed and was very pre-planned for that function.
The point system around getting a LEED Award has to do with as much about how you build the plant as it does what the plant ends up being. So, for instance, you have to keep track of and minimize the amount of things you take off-site, even during construction. The building materials have to have high recycled contents in the building materials that you use. And then the design characteristics of the plant, like having a white roof on the plant to help the energy savings of the building. The collection of rainwater, the planting all the native grasses so you don't have any irrigation systems, the stormwater systems. The energy, computerized energy systems are all part of it. It's a point system, and as you do certain things, you gather points and get over a hurdle rate, which we did to get the gold award.
And so you are harvesting rainwater here for use in the urinals and things like that?
Actually, our urinals are waterless. It's only for use in the commodes. Mm-hmm. The urinals themselves don't use any water at all. Uh-huh. They save about 40,000 gallons a month because they don't flush at all.
And then you've done something with the stormwater and the drain system. Talk about that.
Well, we used a lot of open drainage everywhere we could versus having a covert system. Having open drainage allows the stormwater to slow down, and actually most of it then stays on site and settles out on our own site instead of ending up in the wastewater treatment plant that the township operates.
That's great. The capacity of this plant is what?
It's 44 jobs an hour is what we're running at.
And that's net?
Yep.
And is that a good number? Are you proud of that number? Do you
think that's you can increase that number? That's what we were set up at. Mm-hmm. That's what the plant was processed at. All the plant facilities were all built around that number to be efficient.
And just to go back to LEED for a minute, this is the largest facility to receive the LEED Gold Award, is that correct?
It's the only automotive assembly plant. It is also, as far as I know, I think I'm really safe in saying the largest too. LEED is relatively new, 5 or 6 years old. It's been awarded most of it to office buildings and those kinds of things. Very few manufacturing companies have taken on LEED certification, but we decided early on in this project we were going to tackle it, especially being out here with a brand new greenfield site.
I was just totally impressed with the whole process, how automated it is, how everybody's working together, problem solving on their own. I'm really quite surprised at how it all works.
Yeah, it's one of the things that we've tried to instill in all of our folks. We want 3,000 problem solvers coming through the door every day. Mm-hmm. The days of thinking you're going to have a crowd of engineers fix people's problems are gone. That's not an efficient way to do it. We try and have every employee problem solve in their own areas of the things that they can do to fix their own problems. And of course, they always need help and resources. You need engineering talent. You need things to help. But that's what my job is, to provide the things that eliminate roadblocks so people can do their own problem solving. And we've came a long ways. It wasn't really start from zero. We had a great workforce to begin with, but we have empowered them to a new level.
Start to finish, how long does it take to get a vehicle completed here? And take me actually maybe even a little bit further. I go to my local Saturn dealership and I want the new Saturn Outlook. How long is it before I get it the way I exactly want it?
It's kind of a unique scheduling system here, what we call dynamic scheduling. And actually, we don't assign the order to the vehicle until we have a painted body. So from when I could get an order into the plant and actually attach it to a vehicle that we've just painted, 5.5 hours later, it's on wheels and can be headed out to the local Saturn store in Grand Ledge. So that's the quickest it can happen. Your other question probably was more about the manufacturing process. That's about order assignment. But the manufacturing process is about 4 hours in the body shop, it's about 6 hours in the paint shop, and it's 5.5 hours in general assembly.
That's amazing. For our audience, we encourage anyone and everyone to come to the Lansing Delta Township plant to get a tour of it. It's absolutely fascinating. You'd think a plant tour would be pretty boring, but I think I can speak to most of the bloggers and writers here today who were present and were pretty pleased with what they saw here today.
Well, thanks. You know, thanks for coming.
Your final thoughts on the Lansing Delta Township plant and the role GM is playing in trying to bring quality vehicles to market?
Yeah, these are some really outstanding vehicles. I've been with this program a little over 2 years, and so I've watched the whole program develop, and the ride and handling of a 5,000 pound crossover on this vehicle is amazing. I like to tell people, if you get down on M52 by Stockbridge, close your eyes real quick, you might think you're in a CTS.
No kidding. Randy Thayer, plant manager for the Lansing Delta Township plant for General Motors. It's a pleasure having you on the show today. Thanks for joining us.
Good.
For the next year, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.